life.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
I just made it. No kidding. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. You're dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts on Genesis Communications Network are absolutely free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Dave's producing the broadcast, a syndicated worldwide broadcast in Minnesota. Frank Underhill's with us. Survival Economics. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here.
Hey, Frank. I was thinking back to my younger years, and I'm talking about back in the 1960s. And I saved up my money from cutting lawns in the neighborhood. I cut a lot of lawns, and I started out when I was about 12 years old cutting lawns in the neighborhood in the East Coast. And I was thinking back to that neighborhood and all the neighbors got along so well. Those were the years of the cocktail parties where the neighbors would get together at someone's house, and you know, maybe once a month, and the parents talk about, and they all had fun, and they just got along great, and it was the good days, probably some of the best days of the United States of America. And I was thinking about how I saved this money, and I bought one of those small 2-cycle gas-powered airplanes. Did you ever see those where they fly on this tether, maybe 35 to 50 feet long, and you have this little handle, and you hold the handle vertically, and there's 2 strings. One, and they control how the height of the airplane. So you just with the movement of your wrist, you can raise or lower how this airplane flies, and it flies. As you walk around in a circle, it flies, and you just go round and round at the center of the circle. Have you ever seen those, Frank?
A Cox Surefly, right? But yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
What but me?
Well, you're kind of young. You're kind of young, right?
That would but me, yeah.
Well, I saved my money, and that's really what I wanted.
They were expensive back then too.
Well, I'm thinking maybe $20 or $30.
Well, $20 or $30 in 1977 was a lot of money for a kid in those days.
Well, anyway, but I cut a lot of lawns. I mean, that's all I did was cut lawns.
A lot of lawns.
And,
yeah.
A lot of lawns. So anyway, I was thinking, over the weekend about this little airplane that I had, and I'd fly in the backyard, but I never, ever flew it over our neighbor's property. You know, it was in the middle of our backyard. I didn't approach the property line either, the one to the left of us or the one behind us or the one to the right of us. I never did that. And it never occurred to me to do that, fly it near the end of our property line so they fly half on their property or a quarter on their property and the rest on ours. Well, here's the point. Now, then came along remote control airplanes, right? And I never flew one of those. And I never thought of flying one of those over our neighbor's property either. Now, what would happen if a person brought one of those more advanced technology remote control airplanes and fired that little 2-cycle engine up and flew it in Washington, D.C.? what would happen? What would happen if, you know, a person just flew it over, let's say, the Washington Monument? You know, just fired it up and started flying around the Washington Monument. And, you know, and then what would happen if a person put a small camera on it, you know, and then flew it around and landed it and then looked at those pictures, you know, that were on the memory stick? What would happen? Do you think that would be allowed, Frank? I don't think so.
Heck no.
Well, okay. And, you know, isn't that what the government is doing to us with these drones? Aren't they flying them over our properties looking down on us?
Yes, I believe so. But they control it all as federal airspace, right?
Yeah, well, what about over my house? What about over your house? What about if they, you know, if they start flying them over private property? I've never considered, until just now, way over 35 years later, did I even think about flying an airplane over somebody else's property, only because that's what they're doing to us.
Yeah.
They're flying their little drones, their little remote control airplanes, over our property. Now, here's another thought. I never thought of putting a machine gun on my little Cox-powered airplane. Never thought of putting a machine gun on it. And never thought of putting a tear gas grenade on it either. But that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. And how many of them? They're going to be 10,000. 10,000 of these. 10,000. Let me say it a different way. 10,000 in 7 years from now. Flying over the United States of America. What is going on? That's 200 per state. 200 of these little remote-controlled, camera-laden spycraft over the United States of America. What I'd like to know is, what did you do? What did I do? What did our friends do? What did our neighbors do? What did our community do? What did our county do? What did our states do to cause this to happen? What did we do? And how much does this cost? If we're going to have 10,000 of these things flying around, how many can one person fly? Can one person fly five of them? Or can one person fly one of them? If it takes one person to fly each one, that means that we're going to need 10,000 more government employees to fly these things. Boy, I hit my own button today. Just thinking about remote control airplanes. Well, we've got some articles on the website I'd like to suggest you consider reading. The expo's coming up. When? Man, oh man, we are setting up for the Get Prepared Expo on Friday. Let's see, that's 4 days. 4 days from now, we are setting up for the largest preparedness expo in the United States of America. That's this Friday. And then Friday night, we have our instructor dinner, and we have the seminar leader dinner. And if you, as a guest, would like to join us, it's going to be packed. The information is on the website. It's a post at the top. It says, Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th, the largest survival and preparedness expo in the USA. It's the event schedule. So if you'd like, please consider reading that, and we'd love to see you. Please tell all your family and friends about the expo. The phones are ringing off the hook. I'm not kidding. I can't answer all the emails, so please bear with us. If you're sending us emails asking for stuff, man, oh, man, we are overwhelmed with calls and emails. So that's the Get Prepared Expo, April 5th, 6th. 5th is the setup, 6th and 7th, the expo. And Dr. Richard Allen Miller is going to be with us on the 8th, and so is Joel Johnson and Bill Whaley. They're going to be talking about how to think like a Navy SEAL for Richard Allen Miller and Bill Whaley and Joel Johnson, the real MacGyver, and also the junk man, Joel and Bill Whaley. They're going to teach a seminar on the junk man meets MacGyver. Doomsday Preppers is going to be with us, casting call. That's April 6th and 7th at the Get Prepared Expo. Saturday and Sunday at the Cowan Civic Center. Would you like to be on TV? They've asked me to do it, and I'm trying to discuss this with Mrs. Finelli and see if I can warm her up to the thought of being on national TV. And that's not working so well. Mrs. Finelli likes her privacy. Frank, we've got an article on the website. I think it's kind of fascinating. A family is forced to watch their house burn down after 911 hung up on them. A Texas couple claims they watched helplessly as their home burned down because the emergency responders ignored their pleas for help. The fire started in their home, and it took 30 minutes for the firefighters to respond. Massive fire destroyed their home. And I think that kind of thing is happening more and more, where 911 calls are ignored. Are you hearing things like that in Nevada, Frank?
Well, not quite, Vincent, but I just want to go back to what you said about this is happening more and more. I remember, like, last year listening to a story with people that had their house burned down because they lived in an unincorporated township. And, you know, I don't care where you live. If they call the fire department, you know, you have to help. You know, there's a lot of desensitivity going on with the civil bureaucrats that are responsible for public safety.
And I'll tell you, when our guests come to the farmhouse, probably on Thursday, Friday, and when you come to the farmhouse, Frank, during the expo, you're going to see a really long garden hose, commercial garden hose, hooked up to a hydrant in the back, just behind the farmhouse, and it stays there. And it's probably, some people might consider it an eyesore, but it's there. It's there all the time. And why is it there? Because in case we have a fire, we are going to attempt to put it out ourselves while we call the fire department. We're not going to watch it burn and call. We are going to do everything we can to stop the fire. Why? Because we know that our volunteer fire department is rated, they're rated 0 through 9. 0 would be the finest, the fastest response. 9 is the slowest. And our fire department is known as the foundation savers. They are capable of responding to fires, but they're known as being there in time to put out everything but the foundation. So we're going to take care of it ourselves. Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Don't trust the system. Don't trust the system. Don't trust the system. It lets us down all the time. We'll be right back.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Come.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We decided that guns and ammo were something that we really need to have at the Get Prepared Expo. So we've expanded the expo. This is expo number 5. Expo number 4, we started with guns and ammo. Actually, expo number 3. And so we found ammunition. And ammunition is really hard to find right now, including 22 long rifles, the stuff that was ubiquitous. Man, it's hard to find. As a matter of fact, little boxes of 22 long rifle cartridges are selling at the least for $5 for a box of 50. That's absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. This should be, let's see, $2 a box, maybe. Maybe $2 a box. $5 is insanity. And what we've done is we've explained to our gun and ammo dealers that they have to sell to our guests at the lowest price they sell to anybody at. So if they sell to government agencies, you know, on bid, they've got to sell to our guests at the same price. The lowest price that they offer anybody is the price that they will have to sell to our guests at. And they agreed to do that. And also, I've invited some individuals who have private collections that they want to liquidate. Private collections. That means they're not dealers. They're not dealers. And that means that they can sell directly to you. It's a private transaction. between you and them. No one's involved, just you and them. It's kind of like selling a fishing rod. So if you had a fishing rod and someone came up to you and said, well, that's a really cool fishing rod, would you consider selling it? And if you agree that, hey, yeah, $50 for that fishing rod, or 20 or 10 or 5, whatever the price you guys agree on, that's between you two guys, nobody else. You don't have to get the sheriff's permission to sell your fishing rod. And you don't have to get the sheriff's permission to sell your firearm. Not in Missouri. Not in Missouri. And there are plenty of other states that have the same lack of restrictions. Yep. And Joyce Riley's coming to the Get Prepared Expo. Joyce Riley. She's broadcasting on Genesis Communications right now. She and I are opposite each other at the 9 o'clock hour. She's going to be talking about when there is no doctor. When there's no doctor. What do you do? What do you do when there's no doctor and you've got a medical emergency? Well, she's going to tell us. And I'm really excited about having her in the theater, the 700-seat theater at the Get Prepared Expo. If you'd like to come, $15 for the entire weekend, $8 a day per day, Saturday and Sunday. That's this Saturday and Sunday. And we'd love to see you there. So Joyce Riley, when there's no doctor. And I'd like to also suggest that you consider taking with you a USA Prepares coffee mug. It's black ceramic, says USA Prepares on one side. On the other side, it says GCN, the Genesis Communications Network logo. And we have cases and cases and cases of these. They were delivered by a tractor trailer. So we've got them. And what do we sell them for? About $7 and change with tax, or $8. And what do? We fill them up with coffee for the entire weekend. So instead of having a concession stand that sells coffee for $2 for a styrofoam cup, we paid them not to show up. We paid the concession stand not to show up. And we're going to serve coffee in a reusable, take home with you, black ceramic coffee mug. It's really a nice coffee mug. I'm not kidding. And we're going to fill it up for the entire weekend with coffee for $8. I think it's a great deal. Yeah, I really do. And I love the coffee mugs. And that's what I use right here in the studio. We also brought some Berkeys in. We got a tractor trailer that showed up, and we unloaded it with a forklift, or the front end loader. And we've got pallets of Berkey water filters. They're going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. And I can't tell you the prices because I agreed that I would not advertise the prices. You will be delighted. I guarantee it. Absolutely guarantee that you will be delighted with the prices. They are that low. Berkey water filters at the Get Prepared Expo. Frank Underhill's with us. And Frank, some celebrity. What? Jeez. I got to watch the clock better. Frank Underhill and I will be right back. And I'll tell you what, hey, Frank, I'll just open it from the other side of this break, and then you take over, okay? We'll be right back. Frank Underhill, USAPrepares.com. I'm Vin Finelli.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming.
Coming.
Practical advice.
Affordable solutions.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits.
Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo.
Prepare to survive. Now.
Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli.
Get Prepared Expo.
Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th.
Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Come.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What
are
today?
Take my. When you go to the
DC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I want to tell you, I saw ASAP work. I'm not kidding. Dr. Joel Wallach came to a meetup at USAPrepares.com. He was there one evening, and he was talking about weight loss and how he could help people lose weight. And so after he was done with his seminar, I sat down with him for dinner, and the whole cast was there. The guests were there. The restaurant was packed. And I said, really? I'd like to see it. I challenge you. Show us. And I said, one of our instructors would like to lose some weight. And I'd like to see it happen. Well, he said, he'd love to. So we set up this this challenge. Dr. Sheely was there. I was there. Dr. Joel Wallach was there. And sure enough, I think within a couple of weeks, one of our instructors lost 24 pounds in a couple of weeks. Yeah. I'm not kidding. Frank Underhill's with us. I promised I wouldn't say another word. Frank, to you.
Well, go ahead. Well, good morning there, Vincent. Boy, well, you got a lot going on with the expo, and there's a lot to say. Yeah. And I just wanted to say, what if somebody shot down one of those drones while they're working over their property? I don't know if you could do it or not, but can you imagine what would happen then?
We just might find out. I know a guy. I know a guy who said, I'll tell you what, if those things fly over my house, I would feel threatened and I would respond because they are being touted as having tear gas grenades, machine guns with rubber bullets. I mean, if you get hit in the eye with a rubber bullet, it's going to blind you. There's just no question about it. As a matter of fact, when we were here at the farm, Mike Ma came up from Central America. He's one of our senior tactical instructors. And we get out a bunch of guns, and we load real bullets, real cartridges with wax projectiles. And then we do home invasion training, and we do hostage training and those kinds of things. And let me tell you what, when you get hit with a wax bullet, man, if you think you're not going to bleed, you're confused. I mean, I've got scars all over me from Mike Ma and the rest of the cast who were involved in this home invasion and hostage shootings that we've, you know, hostage training situations that we drilled with. And let me tell you, I would consider a drone flying over the farm as a threat to my safety, and I am not kidding. And just as I said in the beginning, Frank, I wouldn't even consider flying my little Cox-powered, you know, little tiny engine with a piston that, like, smaller than probably half the size of the diameter of a dime, you know, over my neighbor's property, let alone over his house. And if these things are flying over my house, I am not going to be happy about it. And I suggest that nobody should be happy about it. I mean, what the heck is going on? Why not just, instead of just flying over, why not just bring a camera crew over to somebody's house and start videoing? I would feel threatened with that, too. So I think we're going to find out. I think we're going to find out what happens because we've had it. We've absolutely had it with this invasion of our privacy. They're tapping our phone lines. They're reading our emails. They even know what programs we're watching on television through ordering programs over the internet for watching, you know, like Netflix. They know exactly what we're doing. They can even tell what kind of personalities we have by what we watch. These guys are, who cares? I mean, are these guys so perverted that they need to watch our individual behaviors? Frankie, hit my button.
Well, there's a lot of definitely over policing going on out there, and when you have that, it says that they don't trust society, and society is a bunch of children, and therefore we need to keep an eye on you. I had an airline pilot friend of mine over for Easter lunch yesterday, and he was talking about how the attitude towards flying has changed. It used to be fun being a pilot. You'd get good service, good food on the plane. Today he packs his own sandwiches on the plane, and you know, he was you go boo-hoo-hoo, he's packing his own sandwiches, but just that the rushing, and you know, you eat real fast, like he's eating quickly, and I say slow down, goes, oh, because he's been conditioned to eat really quick, guzzle down his food, so he can catch the plane. They have them so boxed together. And, you know, it's good pay being an airline pilot, but is it good pay when it changes your whole psyche, changes your body structure, changes your metabolism? I don't know, but he was quite an interesting guest, and hearing how you go through check-in and just even on the computer, he was doing his schedule from my place on what flights he's going to take, and it's very very hectic. People should give airline pilots a lot of credit, and be courteous, because you know your life is in their hands, and they do a lot of work, and you know they're check off the boxes, make sure everything is in procedures, and on with their flight, because really they are responsible for everything. Believe it or not, listeners, an airline pilot, he is responsible for 100% what goes on in that aircraft. The onus yes. is on him.
Yes, and just like you're responsible for what goes on in your automobile class, you are the captain of your automobiles. You need to make sure that you do the right thing and your passengers don't do stupid things, like hang out the window driving down the road. Seriously, you need to make sure that you are in control of your automobile or truck. Frank, you know, you're right. I saw at Branson, Missouri has a really, really nice airport. Hardly anybody flies in or out of there, but we were at the departure gate, and I went out to an observation area with Mrs. Finelli, and we were seeing a passenger off. And I saw the neatest thing. I saw the pilot, the captain, walk around the jet. And he inspected the tires. He looked at the brakes. He looked at the elevator, the ailerons. I mean, he looked at the wings. He looked at everything. And he did a walk around of the airplane, the pilot, the captain, to make sure he was satisfied that that aircraft was airworthy. And I was impressed. I really was impressed. Now, how often do you actually see that happen? Very seldom, right?
Very seldom.
Very seldom. Yeah. And so that's what happened at Branson. And I know that at a college roommate, still a good friend, from the 1970s, he owned an airplane, and he flew into our farm in Virginia. He landed in the field, and we went to a homecoming. And, but anyway, in this little Cherokee that he had, and we did a pre-flight before we took off, and we felt the edges of the propeller. We felt the edges of the wing. We checked the control cables. We checked everything. Pre-flight, probably took us a half an hour to make sure that little aircraft was intact and airworthy. So I have a great respect for pilots, especially those who really are concerned about the safety of everyone involved. I really do have a great respect for them. So I just wanted to I want to thank you, Frank, for bringing that up. That really is important. We've got an article on the website that some celebrities are fighting to stop their homes from being swept into the sea. And this is in Los Angeles, California. The tide is crashing against the coastline, and houses are falling into the sea. And that's an interesting phenomenon. And why would you want to have a house that's on the coast? I don't know. I don't want to have one, because I know that the sea's forces are never ending, and I just don't want to risk that. So I would never have a house on the coastline. I just wouldn't. As a matter of fact, I mean, I'm in Missouri. I'm pretty as far from the coastline as you can get.
Well, whether you're in New Jersey or Queens, where we saw the Hurricane Sandy effects, or whether you're at Whidbey Island, Washington, where you're getting erosion, or along the California coast, it's sand. Like, literally, it is sand and limestone, and it is, like you say, erosion. You know, the tidal power is a very powerful source of energy. And, moves oceans, sure, can move land around. And when you look at how how soft the ground is, you know, people complaining about losing their homes. Well, like yourself, when you choose a place to habitat, you need to make sure you know that the ground is on solid footing. Like people think in Las Vegas here that you know, it's you know, shaky and whatnot, but you look, houses here do not have basements. Why? Because the caliche is so thick, so tough, so hard, where it's almost impossible to dig in a basement for a house, let alone digging for a swimming pool here. It's just, it's not sand here. It's probably just a bunch of dust on a bunch of caliche here. So it's very solid foundation. That's why homes in this area mainly have pads. I think it's very seldom you find a home with a basement here like you would up in the northeast there, or the northwest or along coastal areas there.
You know, we had Brooklyn Bagwell on the air with us a couple times over the last 2 weeks. She's the casting director for Doomsday Preppers. And she was telling us on the air a story about Hurricane Sandy and what happened to her. She only had a power outage for 2 days. People became miserable. They wouldn't help her. They were hostile. The price of everything went up instantly, and the subways flooded. New York City is at sea level. So when water came in, it sought the lowest level. It went down the subways. It flooded the subways. Transportation almost stopped. The traffic lights were out. It was a mess. So if you'd like to meet Doomsday Preppers casting director, Brooklyn Bagwell, she's going to be at the expo this Saturday and Sunday right here in Lebanon, Missouri. Cowan Civic Center. We'll be right back.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions, the biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Come.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with Microplant Powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, I just was looking at some of the news, and it looks like some of the depositors who have accounts in Cyprus might lose 60% of their deposits through theft by the banking system. 60%. Now, those with deposits over 100,000 euros could lose that much. You know, originally they said, well, you know, they might lose 10%, and people panicked at 10%. Then it was 20%. Then it was 30 to 40%. Today, it's 60% on deposits over 100,000 euros. Now, how much is 100,000 euros? Well, at this very second, it's $128,000. So, can you imagine having $128,000 in your bank and being told that, you know, if you're lucky, you're going to get 40% of what you deposited in that bank? Frank, what do you think about that?
Theft.
Absolutely.
Shocking. Yeah.
Absolutely. And, Frank, would you be angry? I mean,
I'd be livid. Of course.
Yeah. And you know, but I'd be looking for the president of that bank. I'd be at his house. Knocking on his door.
And Vincent, despite all this, the president of Cyprus says he has no intention of leaving the euro, despite the demands on the country. But, you know, again, it shows, like with Greece, why haven't they left the euro? The same reason why Cyprus won't. If they ever left the euro, their currency would be worthless. No one would ever trade with them. They would have no one would trust them on any obligations, and it would just be a horrible disaster. So the listener has to understand, like, no matter how high or how tough the demand levels are on these weaker countries, they know they have no choice but to stay within the Eurozone. And I really think it is improbable, especially after seeing this kind of wide, broad powers of taxation, what you're seeing in Greece, in Cyprus. This is why I don't think any of these countries will ever bail, because if they do, the ramifications would be way much worse than what they are going through right now.
Frank, shouldn't we look back at how this happened? You know, Cyprus was not part of the euro at one point. I mean, it's relatively new in the scheme of things, and they were okay before this. Once they got involved with the euro, they're looking at collapse, just like Greece. But they were okay before it, weren't they?
Yes, they were, because they were like Portugal or like Greece, or in this case, Cyprus. These countries, you know, have very little manufacturing. Their tax laws are very sketchy and dodgy at best. They are basically tourist-based economies, so it's not like there's a whole breed of entrepreneurs, you know, billionaire high flyers there. So when you bring in these kind of, like, you know, places where, say, the state of Missouri would have more GDP than one of these countries, and you bring them into a country where into a pact where they're expected to perform like that of Germany or France, UK, or, you know, it's ridiculous. You know, they can't keep up, and they lose all. They cede all control of their own ability, like where this country, the Federal Reserve, can print all the money they want to. Over there, they don't have that luxury.
Frank, when we come back for hour number two, I'd like to tell you a story about what happened here in Missouri 7 years ago when I approached the Industrial Development Authority and I told them the collapse is coming. It's coming, and we can insulate ourselves from it. I'll tell you what they said to me and what I did when we come back. Frank Underhill, Vin Finella, USAPreparedness.com, UnderhillSecurities.com. We'll be back. Hour number two coming up.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.